Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's Tuesday at 3 o'clock, which means Tuesdays with Elliot. Elliot, I will serve up our Twitter question to you first as a launch-off point for our conversation here. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is celebrating their 44th anniversary with an up to 70% sale on diamond jewelry and more, now through Saturday in-store only. What is the main reason you think BG came back? To help the locker room or to help the pass rush? That's the question I asked them and the one that I'm asking you as well.
Well, obviously, I think we would all agree it's probably a bit of both.
Yes, right? But if you had to...
I think it's about the pass rush. I think they know their edge group is not good enough. I mean, that's not, you know, a secret to anybody. But I think that if they're counting him to come be a leader, then that is a pretty flawed plan. I think they feel he can give them snaps. Like, they were giving Za'Darius Smith snaps. Obviously, now with Azeez Ojulari unlikely to play on Sunday, which could mean Brandon plays on Sunday. I think this move is more about on the field than off the field.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? And they would go to... What do you think gives them confidence? Now, he was good last year. He did tear that triceps muscle twice.
He was very good last year.
He was good for the first half, and then he didn't play at the second half. So what gives them... If they were so confident he could play, wouldn't it have made sense to just have him on the team this year anyway?
So I think there was two or three points in since the Super Bowl where there was a decision to be made about BG. So initially, I think... Everybody like thought BG should retire, right? Like, it was a perfect ending. He had just torn his tricep. Like,
except BG.
Yeah, right. I think BG would have, if the Eagles said we want you back, BG would have never left, in my opinion, right? I think he's kind of said that.
Yep.
So there was that point. Then, and I think this is an important piece of information. So BG did a podcast interview this morning with Bo Wolf. And on there, he said before week one, like before they signed Za'Darius Smith, the Eagles wanted to bring BG back and he said no, right? So, and then now, obviously, with Za'Darius retiring, he has gotten another opportunity and he's taken advantage of it. So to me, that says the fact that they tried before and now there's more injuries and the passer still isn't playing well enough. This is about getting somebody on the field to help them. Like, how good can he be? We'll find out. But there's not a lot of good free agency options. It's tough to trade for somebody. BG is familiar with the program. He's familiar with the defense. He's familiar with, like, the everyday life of being there. So I think they think he's their best shot to get quality snaps.
And you think that is in lieu of trading for an edge?
Well, I think they're going to try to trade for an edge. But also, if you just look at the roster, like, Brandon's going to play. They're not going to cut Brandon after this, right? So that's someone that's going to be active every game. Jalix Hunt's going to be active every game. Nolan Smith, once he comes back, is going to be active every game. And then there's Josh Uche, who I think has played pretty well. Like, I don't think he's... you know, deserving of being a healthy scratch, but he's also not been good enough where if you can go acquire somebody, it's not the end of the world to take Uche off the game day roster. But with BG here, like, they're in a bit of a crunch. So I think they're going to try to acquire somebody. I would compare it a little bit to when the Phillies signed David Robertson this past offseason, or this past season. Like, you're fine to do that, but it only really worked because they went and they got Duran after that. Like, if that was the only move, that wasn't good enough. So I think BG is a nice safety net, and had they not gotten Duran, I think Robertson would have been a decent flyer to take. But yes, they obviously still need more help, clearly.
Real quick, and before we get to the most important BG issue, Jack has looked up what using me but not using me means. Okay. And according to the Google AI summation.
Yeah, which I think is as reputable as it gets.
Yes.
Google AI summation, yeah. Okay.
The phrase using me but not using me describes a situation where someone is taking advantage of you for their own benefit while not genuinely being invested in the relationship. So that's certainly
different than what the AJ
thing.
Yeah, certainly different than what Tyler said.
I think with the AJ thing, like I've been on AJ's side with this.
Yeah.
But to me now, this is a little bit like the boy who cried wolf. Like
I said the same
every
thing.
Every time he posts now, we can't, you know, be like, oh my God, AJ's upset, or oh my God, what does it mean? Like, I think the AJ thing is very clear. He's probably not happy with how the passing game is going. He's not super cool with the quarterback. And he knows he's probably decent chance he's gone after this
game. How could he not be happy with the way the passing game is going?
It was one. Yeah, I agree after this game. But for what it's worth, he didn't talk after this game. No one made a big deal about it.
Yeah, I know. And I'm wondering, why is he not happy about the passing game?
I think...
I'll say it again.
Yeah, no, I agree. But I think I mean more holistically on the year, not after this one game.
Yeah, but yeah. No, I'm not.
I think we're all on the same page.
I'm not debating you.
You're wondering why he's
more or less pushing back on that being his reasoning. Because here's the thing I'll say. If this is about team, and we all believe AJ is a team player.
Yes.
Teammates love him. Seems like everybody in the building loves him. Mm-hmm. The coaches love him. They love his competitive spirit. They think he's a good locker room guy, a good teammate. This all screams me, 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 me. This doesn't scream team. We did we understand the first 2 weeks when he wasn't happy about getting the ball and wanting to be involved. You can't do this when you're involved in the offense. You've been involved the last 3 weeks.
I agree. I think that's why.
Yeah, we're all on the same page.
We're all on the same page.
I just don't. That's the only thing that's frustrating to me, because it's like, dude, are you trying to force this? Meaning an issue here with the passing game, because he'll tell you it's not the coordinator. Loves Kevin Petullo, so now we all left to think like, well, he must be talking about Jalen.
Well, and it's also like,
I mean, what could he not be happy about?
I also think, having been around AJ, like AJ knows every single word he says gets dissected.
AJ just said this too. Go ahead.
Every word AJ says, he knows is a big deal. Like AJ, I think his degree was in media in college. Like he is smart when it comes to this. So when he posts it with that caption, he has to know the second he hits send what the reaction's going to be. Uh-huh. And I think when it's the fifth time in 4 weeks where a post goes up and everyone's like, ooh, like it loses its impact. Like
I agree.
The post after the Bucks games, like that was a big deal.
Yep.
The other posts, you know, where him and Seth went back and forth, like that's a big deal. Uh-huh. Now it's like I can't feel impacted by this anymore. Like we know how he feels. And so all these posts that he puts out, It loses its impact when it's happening again and again.
Except
and again.
For most Eagles, or I shouldn't say most, I'm not going to speak for everybody, but except for some Eagles fans, they are impacted by it because the team just won a game after losing two straight games, and we're trying to keep some positive momentum going.
Yeah.
All this does is keep negativity around.
I agree.
We're trying to move forward with the season. Everybody else seems to be on the same page. The passing game is seemingly starting to improve a little bit. Explosive plays are starting to happen. Like, can we get some quiet weeks where we're putting together some good football and some winning football and some boring football from the standpoint of we don't need salacious quotes and tweets and all this stuff. This is a distraction for the team if it can become that. And to me, it's more or less like you're trying to draw attention to yourself. And I don't understand why.
And if nothing else, the fact that it's there means people are going to be asked about it and have to go through this whole thing.
Yeah, he'll talk tomorrow. He'll get asked about it.
Yeah.
Well, good question.
Yeah. And the thing I said earlier is I think everybody started on Team AJ, right?
Yes.
And there are some people, like myself, that would die to stay on Team AJ. Mm-hmm. This is too much. It just is too much.
I agree. Yeah, now, maybe it's gotten to a point where he just can't post on social media, right?
But then, you can't.
You can't.
But what? Great win Sunday.
I agree.
We're moving
right.
forward, onward and upward. You can post something positive.
I agree.
Why can't you just do that?
No, I agree. But I'm saying, like, I don't know if you said this or not, but like, I'm sure when he's asked, he'll say, well, this is what I meant.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
But
we'll go through this whole rigmarole again.
Like, you can make it very clear what you mean, and when you do some type of ambiguous something, like that's when you know, people are going to take it the wrong way right now, if that makes sense.
He's the only guy on the team. He's the only guy on the team.
Nobody
that
else is doing that.
I don't have any question about what anybody else
does. But that's
posts
what I'm saying with
media.
The boy who cried wolf. Yeah. Like, it just doesn't seem to impact me anymore. Like, AJ's mood is his mood. How he feels is how he feels, win or loss. I think it's pretty clear it's not changing. You know?
Yeah, I said that. And right. That's why my thing was more or less, because I think some of this over the few weeks has impacted Jalen. I don't know how it couldn't.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
I don't know how it couldn't, because a lot of these things are implied that he's the problem.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Everybody else gets absolved.
Yeah.
Right? Nobody talking about the coaches or anything else. I mean, when I say that, I mean AJ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, he doesn't come out and actually name Jalen.
Well, and nationally,
he just specifically unnames everybody else.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Well, so I only say that to say this has to wear on Jalen at some point, too. And I would think, if you're the Eagles, don't you want your quarterback in the right frame of mind?
Yeah.
How do you not think this impacts him coming to work every day, playing in the game, right? Like the Eagles need to get a hold of this thing, man, because nothing is going to happen in a positive way if the quarterback is not in the right place. I know everybody got their qualms with him or questions about him and shortcomings and all that stuff. Here's what I do know. Here's what I do know. We're not winning anything, and we're not going anywhere if he's not in the right frame of mind, and that's the quarterback.
I agree with you. I also think, though, the Jalen and AJ thing, it is what it is. You have to maneuver around it. There is no fixing it seems like, at this point.
Yeah.
The guy just had almost 200 yards or whatever. He had 140 receiving, 2 touchdowns, and you, again, barely see them interact on the field. You know, like last year when this whole passing thing happened, he threw AJ a touchdown, and they did, like, a dance and a celebration. Like,
in
you didn't
Pittsburgh
get that,
game.
Right? Yeah, yeah, in the Pittsburgh game. So yep. In terms of, like, the whole AJ thing, I agree with both of you. It is a distraction. It is something he'll be asked about. But I also think in the building, I wonder at this point, it's like, that's just AJ being AJ again.
Is that like the Castellanos thing?
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Meaning that almost the players and the teammates, they understand that that's just him.
They just roll their eyes and say, oh, that dude.
Yeah, and I think I can't speak for the Phillies, but I think a lot of players are on AJ's side with this. Like,
I'm sure.
Oh, you think so? On the side about what?
Well, I just think players really like AJ, and he has relationships with them. So
that's different than, listen, I got family members I like. When you're in the wrong, you're in the wrong.
Oh, agreed.
I don't mean I'm going to agree with everything you do. So they may not say it publicly. I guarantee you there are teammates there that are growing tired of this as well.
Well, certainly after
They are. Like I said, it doesn't mean they don't like him as a person.
It's just, why are you doing
it? But this is a team, and we're all pulling in this direction and being positive and being supportive and being encouraging for one another and that wears on the other guys on the team. We all love T.O. when he was here. It doesn't mean when he started going after the quarterback and everything else that some people were like, hold on now.
Enough already.
Yeah,
well, can I ask
enough.
You about that? Because it's a good comparison. Like, when T.O. did his stuff, did you guys feel like a anger towards him? Or was it like, oh, here's T.O. being T.O. again?
I wasn't there.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Never mind, I'll resolve myself on how they handled that in 05, because I was not there. He was there for the happy
year. I was here for the good T.O.
They should have traded back for you like BG, brought you back in the building. Yeah.
Go ahead, finish it up. I was going to say,
I wonder if the locker room reaction, and I don't have an answer to this one, is more of like, you need to stop, or more of like, haha, like sending it amongst themselves, here's AJ being AJ again.
Right.
And I think there's a difference between those.
Do you think Jalen's laughing?
No, I don't think Jalen's laughing.
Yeah, I think Jalen's probably not laughing. Yeah. That's Ike's point.
And that's the most important one.
Because he's the guy who is the subject of all this. So just to get back to the BG thing for a second, I've never seen so many local insiders attempting to take credit for a scoop.
Well, you had it.
Well, right. You know, everybody's out there saying, I'm told this about BG, I'm told that about BG, I'm told blah, blah, blah. So I was made aware of this last night, that this is from the night the Phillies lost the first game against the Dodgers, like that overnight or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Buzz was on the air.
Okay.
Here is what Buzz said. This is October 4th.
It's 4. I do. I still believe the Phillies can win this series. I do not think they are dead. I do not think they are out. I still believe they can do it. Do you? That's the question at 215-592-9494. Before I even go any further into this, and I just mentioned it to Tom too, I have a little, I guess, insider stuff for you. Brandon Graham is going to come back to the Eagles. They've been talking for about a week now, and I think it'll probably get announced shortly after the game against the Vikings. They'll announce BG is coming back, and then he'll either be ready right away or after the bye. So there you go, a little Buzz Insider Eagles scoop for you. Anyway, back to the Phils.
So,
is this real?
Yes.
That's not AI?
No, it's Buzz.
Okay.
Are
they tricking me right now?
Is he Eagles Insider of the Century? Or
that sounds like AI. You almost had me.
Almost had him.
Almost had him.
Man, we had him in the beginning.
The last few seconds got me.
It was. I tried to tell battle. He sounded a little...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I was going to give him credit.
Elliot was shaking his head. Yes. Oh, my God. He had it.
Last second.
Man.
You were good. That was good.
So close.
Did you know, Ike?
Not when I... Yes.
Almost had you. So
but
close.
I will say, it does sound pretty good.
It sounds exactly like him.
At the beginning it does, but then it gets a little sloppy at the end.
Yeah,
a little sloppy.
All
right. Yeah. Tried to tell him.
Yep.
I tried to tell him. All right. Speaking, before we get off the AJ thing, OG Wade, you're on WIP.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
What's up, OG?
Let him throw gasoline on this.
What's up, OG?
Listen, I'm finally in the Eagles Insider. Yes, that's me. I broke it first, you punks, and you can stamp it. You can time check it.
What did you break?
Anything else you want to do? You better go. You got to go on Knowledge Without College. But OG Wade.
No one's going to Knowledge Without College.
Yeah, I broke it yesterday. I broke it at 2:17 p.m. yesterday. That Brandon Graham will be signing.
Wait a minute.
With the Eagles.
You broke it after everybody else broke it all weekend long. What are you talking about?
I had it first. I just wasn't allowed to put it out until then. So, you know, but listen, let me do something more importantly. See, because it seems like there's a whole lot of eggshell walking. People don't want to step on AJ's toes. And, man, let me tell you, this dude is a child, okay? He calls Shady McCoy pillow talking to him about Jalen. He's always like, what do you call it? Signifying? That's what punks do.
That's old school.
Man?
I'm the only one who's heard that word.
Yeah,
yes, I'm the only one who's heard that word. That's in the delegation.
AJ is suffering. This is what AJ suffered from. He's suffering from when you have a child, right? And you feel, what is it, like what we talked about, when you feel entitled. Entitlement is a thief of hard work. Okay, that's what I said.
Jewels,
a long
dropping
time ago.
Jewels. Okay,
did you get your Jalen Hurts proverb of the day calendar?
Yeah, but here's what I've been doing. Right, I told y'all I played a long game. I've been on AJ stuff from last year after the
for 2023. Yes, right?
yes.
The end of 2023.
We didn't go to the playoff game, right?
Yeah.
And the reason why, Elliot, you say that. The players around him likes him and everything. No, they don't.
Okay.
I can guarantee you that. okay? I got real sources that tells me. Now, here's what's going on. You got majority of the players on the team are young. These kids are coming from college. They don't know. So what AJ does is he tries to soothe them by playing little card games. They play the shadow game and all that together, right? Oh, man, big time. AJ Brown, he's playing. He's speaking to us, you know? And so he tries to buy that. What AJ really wants, AJ wants to be traded, but he don't want to come out of his own mouth. How don't you crypt that? You know what I'm saying? Put that on a cryptic message. He don't want to do it because he know he stepped in his own space. Because before this year, when we drafted, when we gave him that contract, it was right before the draft. He was pulled into office with the people, and they asked him, "Do you want to be here? Because if not, we'll use our first round pick on a wide receiver."
Okay,
he agreed
this is,
to this contract.
This is AI too.
You
know,
yeah. What you want.
Reckless speculation.
Yeah, Buzz actually said this 2 weeks ago.
This is reckless speculation, OG. Make sure that is clarified.
It did. Till the end.
Let me clarify it. Allegedly.
Yes.
Okay? But what we are watching, can y'all tell me from what you're watching with your own eyes, and your his actions, not ours, his, that he wants to, that he even deserves that C on his chest? Because when you're a captain, isn't a part of being a captain is that you make yourself available to the media after the games to speak on behalf of the team?
Yeah, so I think that is.
Don't want to talk. He gets to
well. Lane didn't talk
out.
Either. Yeah, also a captain.
Lane was upset about something.
To tweet stuff that show you that he's not a team guy. Being a captain is about being about the team. What has AJ done that y'all can put your finger on to show you that he's a team guy?
I'm with you on that. Yeah, I don't think any of us disagree. Yeah, but we're on the same page, yeah?
I mean, look, I think he's a better teammate than you're giving him credit for, OG. I do think these things he... Hold on. I do think these things are bad and he shouldn't do them. I agree. But, like... The guys do like him. I don't know who you're talking to that says no,
he's not talking.
Yeah, like the my eyes no. in the locker room tell me he's popular.
Elliot's down there, yeah. OG. You're not talking to anybody.
I know. All right, let me give Elliot a little thing. Okay?
I appreciate it. Some knowledge without college.
A little thing, huh?
I also played on a football team, right?
Oh, here we go.
Yeah,
semi-pro.
I had a problem with a guy like AJ. No, just hear me out. Seriously. I had to straighten a guy out like AJ on our team. Nobody wanted to step to this dude because AJ's like a bully. You know what I'm saying? And ain't nobody want to step to him, but I had to do it. And when I did it, you know what happened? Actually, the guy went to jail for life, okay, shortly after that.
Oh.
But he got off the team. He was released off the team. Okay?
Because man, if you don't get out of here with this story, man. Yeah.
And I just
quick side note.
You
should rename your podcast Tall Tale.
He went to jail for life. I'm going to imagine what he did. What are you talking about?
If you don't address this dude, he's going to keep doing it. And this is why he will not
be
here. Well,
that's why BG's back.
Yeah, what makes you think people want to address him? What makes you think people don't agree with him?
Agree with him on what, Elliot?
That the passing game, hold up, the passing game until last week has been bad. And I think we can all agree one of the main reasons the passing game has been bad is because of Jalen. Like, he holds on to the ball. I don't think the offensive lineman like that. He's sometimes hesitant to throw it. I don't think the wide receivers like that. Like, I'm not saying they're all sitting there blaming him completely, but do you think AJ's
You think AJ's
the only person in that locker room that is frustrated with the passing game? No, he's just vocal about it.
Well, let me ask you this. How can the offensive line be frustrated at anything? How about get the running game fixed?
That's a good point.
Yeah. I have a thought on the running game.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, now you got a
thought.
Thank you for the call, OG.
Elliot Shorpetula.
We
will get to that.
The scheme's fine.
Well, Jordan said some interesting things
you.
To us.
So, this is what talking to the players does.
Right. So we'll play his comment yesterday about that. One of the things he said to us about being under center. We'll do that. That is coming up next. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Nate Show to camera,
and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.